Welcome to the Love Holistic Living Podcast, your roadmap to heal and align mind, body, and soul and become intuitive through food, pleasure, and spirituality with your host and Italian friend, Sara Garofalo.
Welcome back with a new episode about stepping into full alignment. And today's episode is especially related to the transition that we are having from season one to season two of the podcast, but also what I, at a personal level, I have been experiencing in my life. So I'm going through such a transition of identity, and so are my clients. So I was like, let's do an episode about the transitioning and stepping into full alignment, which means letting go of an old identity and what's happening with that, with all of the grief and the emotions that we could be experiencing, as well as how can we fully let go without fear in our mind. And let's start from the beginning. So I'm going to share my personal story of what I've been going through so that you understand, you can relate. Because for the past, I would say, plus 10 years, I have been completely absorbed in my self-healing journey, specifically around my body. And yes, spirituality has been in the background of all of that, but it was secondary. The primary focus was getting my body and my health back, because as you probably have already learned, I have gone through two major things with the body in my life. So the dieting, the chronic restriction, and all of the toxic cycle with food, slash the second kind of like dip that I received in my journey, which was when I had chronic disorder, like a chronic illness, and it was connected to the relationship that I was in and the divorce that I started after that, because my body was breaking down and with chronic illnesses. So I felt very old in a young body, and there is a whole why this happens to especially empathic people. But in today's episode, I'm really going to focus on why the body speaks to us so we can get into the alignment. So again, I started this journey and I fell in love with nutrition and mind, body, and soul plane, and how to heal and get into alignment with the body, especially. Like, the body is always speaking to us. So whenever we are complaining about a health issue, I want you to ask yourself, what is my body trying to tell me? What do I need to learn about this? And why is it manifesting at this time? What have I been doing in the past 3 days to a week that is manifesting in the physical body? And that became my identity. That became who I presented myself to my family, to my community in Italy, to my community in America. And there is a whole thing about, okay, creating an identity. And business doesn't make it easier, because they lock you in with a label of the health coach. And I've been on TV shows, and I've been on national TVs, and I've been interviewed for my book Manja, and for being the nutrition expert, right? So that identity became stronger and stronger. And maybe you can relate, because I talk to women all the time and they're like, I was an athlete and this is what the world knows me for, and now I feel like I don't want to do this anymore, and I'm in conflict with myself. And or that this can show up for another woman that is like, I have been a math teacher and consultant all my life, and now I feel like I want to go in a totally different direction. I need to close a chapter, or maybe I just want to go work with kids or dogs or art. You never know. Like, you're going to a completely different direction that your soul is calling to, but you feel in conflict because you don't want to let go. It's so hard and it's actually painful. So the same thing for me was, I had a very strong identity and created this identity But my soul needed to evolve. And the way the soul was trying to speak to me was, again, through the body. Like, I would wake up and suddenly, all of a sudden, I've been so inspired of cooking and talking about nutrition. And once I published my book, it was kind of like I pushed this baby out and then I closed the chapter, not knowing that the chapter was done, or kind of like I need a break from it. And the body was starting to show me with fatigue and lack of creativity. Like every day I would wake up and be like, what am I doing? Why? And I would cry and I would be like, I feel so stuck in my life. I feel numb. I am not connecting with my own intuition. I don't know the signs. What am I supposed to do? And I luckily, you know, I don't ask for help a lot of the times, but I do have a very close friends that I fully can talk about these things. And she's also a licensed therapist, so which it's perfect combination. And she saved my life because I was like, I'm so in conflict with myself. And when, remember this, you can be the most intuitive psychic person, you can still get stuck because we have a hard time reading for ourselves. And so this conflict that we are going through can block the intuition because we're actually in conflict with the soul. The soul is trying to speak to us and we're like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I want to be avoidant. Like, I want to do this, but I don't know how. I don't want to let go. I don't want to lose people. I don't want to let down people. So there is a whole dynamic in the brain that we go through because we're so afraid that people will reject the next version of us, that we are a disappointment for the rest of the world, for parents, for community. And it's literally the letting go that is the grieving part and the unknown, because what's happening is you let go and you're like, but I don't know if this is going to work out. I know that I want to go this way, but I don't know how. I literally don't know how this is going to work. And that is the piece of trust you need to build with the universe, right? So again, first thing first, you're going to receive signs from the body. You're fatigued, you're overwhelmed, you can't even think anymore. You're feeling a deep desire to start something new, but you're so burnt out and so in your routine of what you're doing that it's your comfort zone. It's your identity. And the ego, what does the ego do? The ego protects us. So whenever we try to be like, oh, can we leap? Maybe we need to leap. I want to do this. I feel so at peace thinking about this dream life that I want to create. But the ego creates safety and brings us back to, no, you don't know how that's going to work out. You have stability over here. So stay in this job, stay in this position, stay over here. Now, one thing that I've learned in my experience, life experience, is that the ego talk is the mind talk and is meant to protect us. That doesn't mean that it's the right path. So I've learned that since a very young age when I started really connecting the intuition, which is the voice of the heart and the higher self, versus the voice of the mind. And I kind of knew that this was happening, and I watched myself suffering for months. Literally, I was in a stuckness and numbness. And I was crying and I was like, I'm self-sabotaging myself. I'm afraid. I don't know if this is going to work out. And I'm craving a change. My soul was craving the change. Yet I was incapable of change at that time. I was frozen. So what's happening is you're frozen in fear. And that can happen to all of us. It's absolutely normal. What you need to understand is when you feel numb, stuck, or freeze in fear, when you feel stuck, numb, or you freeze in fear, you are frozen, then it's a clear sign that something must change. So I want you to really get that clear picture in your head. That's the clear sign.
Hey, exciting news! Do you want to go to Italy with me on a culinary and spiritual journey? Do you want to experience Italy through the eyes of an Italian? Join me for an intimate luxury women's retreat in June 2024 with good food, good company, meditation, healing, soul-provoking conversations to help you rest, rejuvenate, and awaken your soul. This event will be shared with 7 other women in one of the most beautiful local towns in Northern Italy. Spots are limited, and if interested, visit loveholisticliving.com/italy-retreat. Again, loveholisticliving.com/italy-retreat. So excited!
That something must change if you're stuck. That means you're not in alignment. And what I mean by that is we're always in alignment with something, but you're not in alignment with the new version yet, and you're trying to be stuck with the older version of you, when in reality, you need to let go and fully step into the next version of yourself. And the hardest thing is that leaping, is to let go and grieve and accept the next version of yourself. So the way that the universe communicates with us, maybe it's not for everyone, but the way the universe communicates with me, and I hope that this can resonate for you, is that if they want me to make a change, a clear sign for me is I'm not giving you clients. So they stop the money coming in and the clients that I want and the clients that are, you know, have been building my business all of these years, which is the health coaching program, right? And they're so funny, my spirit guides, because if I don't listen, I will listen when they stop my business, right? And remember that energy drives the business, especially if you are empathic and you are very connected to your purpose. Like, if the business is stuck, it means that you're stuck. It's just a mirror, right? So first thing that they do if they want to ask for my attention is we are stopping you from receiving clients until you listen. And that is a hurting point for me. Like, that hurts. So they got my attention and I was like talking to my friend and she said, what are you clinging on to? And I would pull oracle cards every day and the same thing was like getting to alignment. I was like, yeah, I mean, at some point I just made a decision and I was like, well, this couldn't go any harder. Like, you're not giving me clients in the health coaching field anymore. So I've got nothing to lose at this point. I need to leap. And it happened at the same time that I got sick for 2.5 weeks with 2 different viruses in January. And I needed that to integrate the shift. So little did I know that was happening for a reason, because I was afraid to make that shift. Then I got really sick to the point of resting fully, Netflix binge, and couldn't think anymore. I was totally fried, fatigued, lost. And through that resting time, something beautiful happened, which I think I shared it before in one of the previous episodes. I shifted internally. I let go. So I was kind of grieving. And I think that was showing into the physical body. I fully, fully, completely let go. And I was like, you know what? I surrender. Like, I can't fight this anymore. I do desire to shift. I am afraid. And I'm fully letting go and surrendering. I'm going into this direction, not knowing what's going to happen. And the integration process can take 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or longer. I'm still going through a transition, because once you shift internally and you fully get into alignment with the next version of yourself, it kind of takes time. The universe is kind of like changing route. So the GPS system of your soul, it needs to shift and needs to understand the route you're going to. So everything is shifting, not just the business, your message, your offerings, not just that internally. The sound that you're putting out for clients to hear at a deep soul level, like the way we attract clients is different, because we're putting out a different sound, different offering, different vibration of who we are. And we also need to let people know that another version is coming and that our soul is evolving. And that takes time as well for people to understand that's who you are right now. So there is the letting go, the grieving, the guilt. We've got to go through all the emotions, the guilt, because we're letting go of that identity and feeling like the fear of being rejected, feeling like we're letting people down, friends, family, community, because we're not offering that anymore. And then there is finding our passion again, getting clear on the next vision, getting aligned with the next vision internally and externally, and just getting that GPS to work. And if I've learned something in my life, is that when you're in alignment, everything starts to flow and it doesn't feel like draining. So that is where I am right now. I felt when I started to shift, I felt the river started to flow, and I feel my energy not being restricted anymore, but kindly and gently, my energy is expanding, evolving, and it's flowing like a river. I'm finally not building a dam, but I'm letting go, and I'm letting that flow and take me to my next journey. And then I realized that everybody is meant to evolve. And if anybody that you know is still the same person that they were 20 years ago, 10 years ago, then they're not evolving. That means that they're stuck in a static mindset. We are meant to evolve. So if you're hearing this and you feel like you're going through the same journey of letting go of the old identity, stepping into the next version of yourself, again, that could literally mean letting go of the businesswoman and entering, becoming a grandma, becoming retired. And or that could mean letting go of the athlete and choosing more of a path of restoration and yoga and self-care. There are so many different scenarios of shifting the identity. For me specifically was from the nutrition and specifically the health coaching to spirituality. And I want to really focus on healing, because what was happening was the universe was sending me clients that were already aligned with the next version of myself. So they would come to me for healing, but I was promoting on social media health coaching, and that was the misalignment. So now I'm like, okay, let me just shift. So all of me is fully there, all of the parts of me. And I promised myself that I was going to do the podcast and give the basis of the health coaching, basis of the body, because that's the foundation of everything. To then the season two is going to be fully into the reconnection of the divine feminine spirituality, how the universe talks to us, how spirit guides talk to us, how can we enhance our intuition. And all of the spiritual talkies you're probably wondering, and spiritual awakening and all of that. So if you have topics you want me to talk about, please, 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 please send a DM to love.holistic.living on Instagram with your request, and the team and I will do our best to receive it and then follow through your request. I always listen to feedback, so we receive feedback. So I hope that this was helpful to understand the journey of the soul. Doesn't matter the age you're in. It doesn't matter the path you're on. We're talking about something bigger than us, which is the evolution of the soul. And you're fully, fully supported. Remember that always. When you follow the call, when you follow the soul, deepest desire, it will be okay. Everything will fall into place. And finally, like for me, everything is starting to pick back up. And I'm much more happier and present and more creative than ever before. So remember my words, if anything, that you're fully supported, we're here. And if you need like a one-on-one more attention, just remember that we do one-on-one sessions. And we are here to give you spiritual guidance and or remove any blockages that are preventing you from stepping into that next version of yourself. And I'll place the link below. And don't forget to rate this podcast. And we'd love to hear from you. A big ciao from your Italian friend, Sara.